Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
God is good.
All the time.
God is good.
All the time.
God is good.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Would you join me in prayer, please? My Heavenly Father, thank you for the opportunity to share your word and your love with my brothers and sisters. Thank you for your grace and mercy, my Jesus. Thank you for loving us so much, Lord. You died for us. Thank you for your saving grace, dear Lord. We acknowledge you, my Jesus, as our Lord and Savior, as our Redeemer and our God. Thank you, my dear Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Do you open up your Bibles, please, to Proverbs 31. I know today is not Mother's Day, but my family and I didn't have a chance to get together for my wife when she passed in March, and I just wanted to share some things with you. Pray that God would give me the strength to get through the whole service, and we'll go from there. Anyway, in chapter 31, in verse 10, it said, "Who can find a virtuous and capable wife? She is more precious than rubies. Her husband can trust her, and she will greatly enrich his life. She brings him good, not harm, all the days of her life. She finds wool and flax and busily spins it. She is like a merchant ship bringing her food from afar. She gets up before dawn to prepare breakfast for her household and plans a day work for her and her servant girls. She goes to inspect a field and buys it. With her earnings, she plants a vineyard. She is energetic and strong, a hard worker. She makes sure her dealings are profitable. Her lamp burns late into the night. Her hands are busy spinning thread, her fingers twisting fiber. She extends a helping hand to the poor and opens her arms to the needy. She has no fear of winter for her household, for everyone has warm clothes. She makes her own bedspread, she distresses in fine linen and purple gowns. Her husband is well known in the city gates where he sits with other civic leaders. She makes belted linen garments and sashes to sell to the merchants. She is clothed with strength and dignity. She laughs without fear of the future. When she speaks, her words are wise. She gives instructions with kindness. She carefully watches everything in her household and suffers nothing from laziness. Her children stand and bless her. Her husband praises her. There are many virtuous and capable women in the world, but you surpass them all. Charm is deceptive and beauty does not last, but a woman who fears the Lord will be greatly praised. Reward her for all she has done. Let her deeds publicly declare her praise." Amen. As most of you know, my wife passed away in March, and we didn't have a chance to come together and have our funeral, and we have a funeral planned for in October, if it's God's will. Hopefully the virus thing will be over and that kind of thing. But I just wanted to take the opportunity to thank the body of believers here for your prayers, for your love, and for your support. We had a lot of people that came over to our home. We had food, love, and all kinds of wonderful things that happened. Many years ago, I believe some of you are aware and know Tom Harmon. His wife's name was Barbara, and she got sick. And a lot of people had the opportunity to go and spend time with Barbara. And I was one of the people that had a chance to do that. And I was amazed at the love that she had for God and how she encouraged people. They came to comfort her, and yet she encouraged them and comforted them. She was such a wonderful servant of the Lord, and her love for the Lord was so good, and that she touched the lives of people who came to see her. When my wife got sick, there's a lot of things that go through your mind that you don't understand. My wife and I had known that there was something wrong, but we couldn't quite figure it out. And we had been to the doctor for 6 months before she ever found out she was sick. And they couldn't find out what was wrong. And but we kept going and going. And as it turned out, my wife had cancer. And at that time, it was too late to do anything about it. So we decided to just spend some time together and talk about some things that were really very important to us. And one of the things that stood out in my time with my wife was that when things happen and when hard things happen, you find out what's in a person's heart. You get to know what's really inside of a person. And my family is scattered out throughout the United States. We have children and grandchildren throughout the United States. And by the grace of God, they all had an opportunity to come. And they all came and spent 2 weeks, 3 weeks here, some a month. And it was the best time of our lives. It wasn't like they came to see her because she was sick. They just came and spent time with us, and we enjoyed their company. We enjoyed laughing with them. There was no crying. Everybody remembered so many different things in growing up. We looked at pictures. We went through a lot of things. And through all these things that were going on, we had a lot of the brothers and sisters here that brought food to our home. Many called, and they were praying for us. And thank you, thank you, thank you so much. I have gone through a few difficult things in my life, and by the grace of God, I'm very thankful that I'm not a quitter. I never have been that way. I always, by the grace of God, got up and kept going and kept doing my best. And when my wife and I had a chance just to talk, she asked me something. She said, "Look, I don't want to be treated. I love the Lord, and if it's God's will, He'll heal me. And if it's not, I'm ready to go home with Him." And there was no bitterness or regrets or anything about coming to a point in her life that she knew she was going through a difficult thing in her life. But as it turned out, by the grace of God, everything went very well. On the the very last day that she was here, she was quiet. We visited for a little bit, and she went to sleep, and she never woke up again. She woke up with the Lord. But for me, it was, she had so much courage and strength to completely just trust in the Lord and not look at what was going on. She was very happy and thankful that God has blessed us to be together 53 years. And praise God. We have four children, and God has blessed their marriages and their lives. And but my whole thing was that I wanted to express my gratitude. You have no idea what your prayers and your love and your help meant to our family. They got to see what a lot of you brought to the house. Many of you came and visited at the house, and your calls, your prayers, your love, thank you. I'll be forever grateful and thankful to the pastors, the elders, to the body of believers here. My wife was a lady who had a lot of integrity, and she loved the Lord in a way that she respected other people. She loved people. She wanted to help people who had a need, and she did that. And she was a business lady. She always looked out for not only our marriage, but for our family, for our children. She was a fantastic housekeeper, and kept her home just beautiful. So when I read this psalm and all the different things that are in it in reference as to how a woman who has God inside is and how she behaves and how she takes care of business is something that I was very grateful and thankful, because the integrity that she had was part of the integrity that made me who I was. She was a lady who watched out for me and loved me greatly and corrected me a lot of times to make sure I made the right decision in what I was going to do. So thank God for that. Yeah. One of the things that I learned a long time ago was that she had a gift of discernment. She knew what was in a person's heart, and she also, God spoke to her about different things that were going on that I needed to be aware of, and I was always very grateful for that. We were blessed not only to be married, but to have the family that we did, it's just one of those things in my life that I tell my children how blessed I was to have the lady that God provided for me. So the most important part of our marriage and our life was that my wife believed in Jesus Christ. Amen. She was a godly woman, and she had in her heart, she always wanted to do the right thing. Most of you that got to know her and talked to her and what have you, she was a very intelligent lady and a very wise lady. So as I read this psalm and as I was looking at the different things that God put down about the standards, I pray that for all of you that are married, that you would honor your wives. Don't let time pass without letting them know how much they mean to you. When the Lord calls us, we don't know when we're going home. And seem to sometimes put things off and want to do things at our time, but you have to remember that everything happens at God's timing, not our timing. God is the one that has the plan and the purpose for our lives. In Jeremiah 29:11, the word says, I know the plans that I have for you. My wife and I had planned to retire this year and this coming year, and we had plans on what we were going to do. So I thank God that we enjoyed all of those plans, but we didn't get to fulfill them. So that's just the way God wanted it, and I'm very thankful to my God for where I am and what I'm, what's happening in my life. And to me, I also wanted to thank you because I've been part of this church for over 30 years, and God has blessed me greatly, and my life is very rich. I have a lot of beautiful, beautiful people that God brings into my life to talk to and visit with and pray with. I have some prayer partners that I really enjoy, and I thank God for that, and enjoy the fellowship with my brothers and my sisters very, very much. Amen?
Amen.
But I wanted to just read a little bit of this to you and also express what I had in my heart. I had asked Pastor Stevie that I just wanted the opportunity to come before you and thank you for all the wonderful things that you have done for my wife and for my family, for me. Thank you so much. And I, my desire is that God would keep blessing our church, and that we would continue to be here for as long as the Lord would tarry. Amen.
Amen.
So, I just that was the one thing that I just wanted to share with you about it. And if you turn your Bibles over to the book of Corinthians chapter 11. I think it's 1 Corinthians, isn't it? Communion?
11, yeah.
Uh-huh, chapter 11, yeah. I always stopped and thought about communion as a very special time because the Lord said, do this in remembrance of me. Throughout the day, one of my gifts is the gift of prayer, and throughout the day I pray a lot. I also talk to God a lot. I thank Him for the work that I have. I thank Him for giving me another day. I thank Him for everything that happens there. I thank Him for my home, for my children, for the food, for everything. And so for me, remembrance as to what the Lord was talking about is something that I think about and do every day in my life, and it's a very important part of my life. I have always said, and I believe, and I'm very grateful for, is that without God, I'm nothing. With God, I have everything. Bless you. Bless you. With God, the word said that with God, all things are possible. So I just thank God for the opportunity to be a servant here and to get to know all of you. And we'll have communion, and well, I'll read to you what the Word of God says. Amen,
Amen.
Would you? The word says from Paul, it says, "For I pass on to you what I received from the Lord himself. On the night when he was betrayed, the Lord Jesus took some bread and gave thanks to God for it. Then he broke in pieces and said, 'This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me.'" And would you all stand, please? And I believe you all have your communion little things. You've got your cups where you can open them. And everybody got them open? Okay. The word that this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. This is symbolic for us, that we know that it's just a piece of bread. But for us, it's what? The body of Christ. And we receive it as such because in our minds, we thank God that he came down and died on the cross to save us. Amen?
Amen.
And that he sent the Holy Spirit to help us every day of our lives, in our walk, in our work, in our marriage, in everything that we're involved with. Amen?
Amen.
So partake of the bread, and we do this in Jesus' name. In the same way, he took the cup of wine after supper, saying, "This cup is a new covenant between God and his people, an agreement confirmed with my blood. Do this in remembrance of me as often as you drink it. For every time you eat this bread and drink this cup, you're announcing the Lord's death until he comes again."
Amen.
Praise you. Something very important about communion in reference as to your partaking of it. Make sure that by the grace of God, you have received the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, that you have acknowledged and believed that in your hearts. Amen? It's something that I encourage you with, because sometimes people do things because they believe it's something that people practice, but for us it's not. For us it's part of our faith. Amen?
Amen.
So, anyway, I just wanted to take the time to express my gratitude and my love for each and every one of you. I know Jan and Marilyn are here. And I know that they lost their partners. And the first thing that, or the one thing that I would love to say is that thank God that they made it through, and so did I. And I'll tell you what, only God can help us through that. It was the hardest thing in my life. To see my wife go. But I'm very grateful that, like Jesus said, this is my family. They're here.
Amen.
And when you have a lot of brothers and sisters that support you and pray for you, you're not gonna go wrong. So I love you guys, and God bless you, and thank God for each and every one of you and all your love and prayers for me and my family. God bless you. Thank you. Thank you. Is the worship team still here? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Why don't let's just come together and let's just pray for our brother and ask the Lord for the comforting of His Holy Spirit. And so, Father, we do come together and Lord, we do thank you that the end of our faith is the salvation of our souls. Mm-hmm. Lord, as a believer in Christ, we know that we were meant for heaven, Lord. Our citizenship is in heaven. And one day we will all be there. Some will go before, some will go together, and we'll all be there.
Amen.
And thank you, Lord, that your promise says that when you return, our loved ones will be with you and will meet you in the air. If you should tarry, if you should tarry, then we'll come and see you directly, Lord. But we want to pray for Lou and those who, Lord, are feeling this loss. Lord, thank you that you're their God.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you that they're the bride. And you be the best husband, the best father, the best of God. Mm-hmm. To them and encourage them, strengthen them. And Father, we can never know that loss, but you do.
Mm-hmm.
You know it, Lord.
Amen.
And so what greater person, what greater God can minister than the one who gave up his son?
Amen.
And so thank you, Father, and continue to move and direct them, Lord, and bless them. And bless us all. We thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you.